Oh, that we would get it, beloved. The Lord is saying to His people, you want to restore? You want to see a revival of Christian community? Of interest in the things of God? You must pay attention to the most needy within your ranks. You must see the needs of those that are in your community. You must reach out and do what you can to make a difference. Then I'll hear your prayer. I'll say, here I am. Your light will rise in obscurity. There will be revival if you just pay attention to those most needy around you. That's convicting. It is so easy to play the game, to get into the habit of turning up each Lord's Day, turning up even on Wednesdays, other occasions, being at church. But is there a diaconal spirit in us that looks for the needy, that sees them in their plight and says, I see it, I am therefore providentially called to it, and if I can't alleviate the pain and suffering personally, I can certainly bring it to some who may. It requires great discernment. I know you can't just apply this across the board. Every man who's in a condition of poverty all of a sudden qualifies for everyone's help. There's discernment and care, practical things I'm not going to deal with now. But fundamentally seeing that we have a role functioning through the diaconate, through all the people of God, but especially making sure that we don't miss out on this. Yes, deacons are to take care of some practical aspects of the building. I think sometimes there's maybe a little too much emphasis on that. A little. It needs to be done. It's crucial. It's important. But that also is making it easy for the diaconate. Making it easy for them. As long as everything is clean and tidy and, you know, there's no burst pipes and the lights turn on and all that. It's making it easy, and it's part of it. It's practical, it's necessary, it's important, but there has to be. You just read over Isaiah 58. And you realize what God has called His people to do is to be a real benefit. A practical benefit to people in need all around us.